Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church, and also for those listening in, it's great that you're listening in as well. Happy Father's Day to those who are fathers, and of course to the Father of all fatherhood. We want to praise and worship him today. And while we may not be able to sing many songs that continue to remind us to praise God and to live for him, I'm going to start by reading out a hymn which a lot of us will be familiar with, which helps us have the right approach as we come to this service. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, brothers and sisters, draw near. Praise him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy heart's longings have been granted in what he ordaineth? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, who with his love doth befriend thee. Praise to the Lord who, when darkness of sin is abounding, who when the godless do triumph, all virtue confounding, sheddeth his light, chaseth the horrors of night, saints with his mercy surrounding. Praise to the Lord. O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again, gladly, for we adore him. The God who Christians worship is an awesome God. Every word he says is true. Every promise he makes is he keeps. His words endure forever. And the scriptures remind us this. Seek the Lord while he may be found. He's not lost, but some of us may be. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous one their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. We're going to begin the service with a confession, but before we actually have the confession, I'd just like to read to you a little bit from Mark's Gospel. And this is in chapter 7, where Jesus says, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For from within, out of the heart of a person, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person." The Bible tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart, so that we might be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. So let us approach the throne of grace with a true heart in full assurance of faith and pray together. Merciful Father, We have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who are repentant according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God and loving Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Grant us true repentance and your Holy Spirit, that we may live godly, righteous, and holy lives, and finally come to your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. As we listen now to your word, teach us through your word. Equip us for every good work for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have a device or a Bible, please turn to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 21.
Good morning, everyone. I'm reading from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 21. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people, because all sinned. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as the sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh, thanks, Minette. Well, good morning, everyone. The Lord be with you. Please just turn around to the people nearby and just, without getting out of your seat, just say, the Lord be with you and also with you. Wave to them. If you're new or visiting us today, a very special welcome to you. And for those who are listening in at home, part of our congregation, we're very mindful of you, even though you're not with us here. The Lord be with you. And if you're listening in today and have been someone who's just curious about getting into listening into our website and listening to our services, we welcome you today too to our Bible teaching time and worship through the book of Romans. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. With your Spirit's guidance, you guide us into truth as we open up your word. Lord God, teach us. Teach us of yourself. Teach us of the truth of you from your word. Help me to teach it correctly. May we experience your Spirit guiding us into truth and encourage us, we pray. For we seek to live lives that honour you and glorify you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today is Father's Day, and to all fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers, happy Father's Day to you. And on this day, we remember our fathers. Those fathers and grandfathers who are still alive, we usually make the effort to contact them and whatever words of actions we find comfortable with, we might show our appreciation for their relationship with us. We contact them, we get in contact with them, and we spend time with them as best we can. This year, we're very, very mindful, though, of those fathers and grandfathers, sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, who due to COVID-19 can't meet. And if you're listening in today and you're one like that, we're very mindful of you. We all have a father. And all of us are either a son or a daughter. Now, the very fact that we have been born and live is proof that we have a father and we are their child. In fact, we could say if it wasn't for our father, we wouldn't be here. And most have or had a good relationship with their father. Because we've been born of our father, whether we think it's an asset or not, we're born with their characteristics and looks. I'm told I look very much like my father and my children, me. I don't know if that's an asset for Tim and Jonathan and Bethany or not. And in verses 12 to 21 of our reading today of chapter 5 of Romans, we're reminded that the reason for our struggle with God, our struggle with others, our struggle with life, is because we've been born with the nature of our first father, Adam, sin. And the saying, like father, like son, is true for us all. We all have a father, and all of us are either a son or a daughter. And there are those sons and daughters who, by their own choice or not, don't know their father, have not met them. Some will be disappointed. And some of those who are disappointed leading up to today may have been making great efforts to find their father, to be with them today on Father's Day. Others will not, because unfortunately it's just not safe to be with their father. And others, sadly, will have a father who doesn't want to be their father. And there'll be some fathers who will have children they love, who want nothing to do with their father. Maybe today some sons and daughters, fathers and grandfathers will find each other. The enmity between the two will be removed and they will be reconciled. Whatever our relationship might be or have been with our father, we have a father and we are their son or daughter. Today, we remember our fathers. We, the church, have a heavenly father, a perfect father. He is not our father by birth, but wonderfully by adoption. He lives in heaven, as Jesus taught us, our Father who art in heaven. And we have a relationship with him which we respect and appreciate. Hallowed be your name. But as we have read and heard from Romans so far, this relationship with our Heavenly Father has not always been a right relationship. We may not want to be reminded of this, but from God's perspective, being born with the nature of our first father, Adam, sin, we are the children who want nothing to do with their Heavenly Father. The scriptures remind us, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. And God, loving us, was right in being angry with us. We were at war with him, and he justly with us. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. God's wrath, God's anger, separated from God and all that is good forever, was justly due to us. There was nothing we could do to bring together as one us with God, God with us, child with Heavenly Father, and Heavenly Father with child. But in chapter 3, verse 25, we read, to reconcile us, to bring us together as one, God with us and us with God, to justify us to be right with God and end the enmity, his war with us, and make peace with us. In love, God takes the initiative. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. The wrath of God was revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people, and not poured out on his church, on us, but on Christ, his Son, at the cross, and justified at his resurrection. Usually on Father's Day, we children give gifts to our Father. But this Father, God, our Heavenly Father, has given us a gift. And a great gift that is. Verses 1 and 2 of Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Our Heavenly Father's great gift to us, the children who wanted nothing to do with their Heavenly Father, is peace with Him. Reconciliation. It needs to be said here at this point, if it's not understood already, that the peace with God here is no inner tranquility, but a state of no longer being at war with God, a state of being saved from God's wrath, a state God has taken the initiative and secured with us out of a deep, deep desire to be reconciled with us. And yet just thinking on those words that describe God's relationship with you and with me now, peace with God in which we now stand, surely you must gain some comfort, reassurance, peace from them. God's gift is a great gift to us. But not only great, but it demonstrates God's love for us. Look there at verses 6 to 10. You see, at just the right time, nothing earlier, nothing later, all part of God's plan, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we've now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? And it's a gift that brings with it great privileges. Verses 5 to 11, and verse 2 and 5 and to 11. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been given to us. Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. There is something, brothers and sisters in Christ, we the church can boast about and glory in. We can boast in the hope of the glory of God, knowing that we are right with God now and forever. And we can boast in God himself, for it is he, not us, he who has taken the initiative and reconciled us to himself through our Lord Jesus Christ. And through all of life now, despite what life will bring before us, we can know by God's Holy Spirit, whom God has given to us, how deep the Father's love is for us. Usually, on Father's Day, we children give gifts to our Father. But today, we remember this Father God, our Heavenly Father, out of deep desire to be reconciled, and a father's love for his children has given us a gift. The removal of enmity between him and us, and peace with God. And a great gift it is, undeserved, but given to you. A gift far greater, far, far greater than the reason for it needing to be given, verses 12 to 21, if we looked at those. Our sin. At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Let me pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, in your great love for us, undeserving as we are, you sent your Son to be born for us, our Prince of Peace, and who, at his birth, your angels praised you, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom your favor rests." We on whom your favor rests give you thanks and praise. Amen. Putting on masks. And those of you at home listening, we're going to praise God by saying the Gloria together. There'll be some here who know this, and others it may be the first time that you've heard this. But let's say this together through our masks. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son, to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring sons to glory.
Behold the man upon a cross, my sin
Do you know that with all your heart? There's things we can know in our head, and there's things that we can know in our head and our heart. And only when it have both engaged can God work more powerfully in and through us, and are we likely to boast about him? I'd like to invite you to stand. And both for those at home as well as those present here. For those who do believe in this awesome, amazing God, please join with me as we say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please sit or kneel for prayer.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We'll continue in prayer for the concerns of the church, the world, our people, and us. For the world, firstly for COVID-19. Sovereign Lord, you know all things, and through all circumstances of life, you accompany your people. Prosper the work of those who are seeking a vaccine for the virus. We particularly, according to your ethical standards, something that is not against any of your principles. Protect and strengthen those who are treating the sick. Comfort the sick and those who are mourning the loss of loved ones or living in fear of this disease. Give to the governing authorities wisdom in their management of this crisis. And grant to your people patience, compliance with instructions and peace, generous and wise hearts, and a renewed trust in your sovereign goodness and glory. Turn the hearts of many experiencing fear and anxiety, that they may find peace, that peace which only you can give, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Eternal Father and God, may you guide the leaders of all nations. May justice prevail through these leaders and through their people who guide and direct laws in each land. We particularly think of the United Nations in the difficulties that they have governing, advising, and bringing about guidance for those in our world. May they have your wisdom to bring about peace and harmony amongst nations, which is so difficult, Lord. For those in the world, Lord, who are suffering through many things, not only COVID, but also through famines, through lack of food, through explosions in Jordan, in Palestine, floods, and also we've had various storms that have uprooted families, those who are neglected because of different circumstances, homeless, hungry, the forgotten, the poor and oppressed. We ask, Lord, that they may get the rescue they need, whether it be medical, provisions, comfort and love. May your people here on earth show them the comfort and love that they need so they can see Jesus. May they know the matter and experience of mercy and compassion. And may emergency organisations throughout the world be able to provide the help needed at the most difficult times. We look to you for this, O God. Father God, please be ever close to those who are persecuted for their faith, our brothers and sisters in other lands. So many, Lord, so many difficulties. Please, Lord, help them. Help them to be firm in their faith. Grant them your strength, comfort, and support for their families. And we thank you for the organisations which reach out to them. Help us to be prayerful for all of these people. We look to you, O God, for provision. We come to our own land, O God. We thank you for the beauty and majesty of our country. Thank you for the resources which you have given us. May our nation be thankful for what we have. Be content for the necessities of life, working out what is most important rather than material things, possessions, advancement of their own desires, even careers, Lord, which people don't really need to be so ruthless in the way they act towards each other. Help them to turn to you, O God. Bring this land and our communities, O God, to turn to you, to bring glory and honour and praise to you. May our leaders, right from the top, nationally, states, seek justice, the common good for all, wisdom, truth, freedom of faith, and protection of the disadvantaged. And in that light, O God, we thank you for the organisations that are there, particularly Anglicare this morning. And we ask that the police chaplains who work to care and support the police would have the wisdom, a listening ear, empathy, and to know when to speak about Jesus Christ. We look to you, O God, for these things, and we trust in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. For our church at St Andrew's, we thank you that your word is preached so faithfully, for the dedication of Trevor to be our guide and shepherd, and we thank you and ask you for continued health and strength for wisdom as he leads us. Thank you, Lord, for all those who participate in the running of our church. We ask for continued wisdom for them, the parish council. We thank you for Karen, who leads the children's ministry and the women's ministry, Lord. We just pray that our link missionaries too, Jessica and Shine, we thank you for them that they're able to now return to Thailand. And we ask that you would help them readjust with patience, and for Jessica Dad's recovery after his operation. She particularly asked for this, that he would go from strength to strength and be aware of your presence at this time. O Heavenly Father, we pray that we may be a guiding light in this area. Keep us faithful, keep us prayerful, help us to rely on your word and you in each day of our lives. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your grace, love and kindness to us. We ask the children of Stacks, Playgroup, Preschool and Scripture will blossom in faith on hearing your word, that they may grow to be strong and faithful servants. We pray for those who need healing today, and in particular we bring to you Lynn Clark, Max Schweizer, David Michaelis, Kay Woodcock and Jean Steele. In their situations, O God, we ask for healing, comfort, strength, and hope. Thank you, O God, for your loving kindness and guidance. Lord, make us distinctive people to bring you praise, worship, and leading lives of integrity. May we be the people you intend us to be, bringing glory to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Join with me. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth that we may tell of your saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you.
Thanks, Tina. Well, just drawing your attention to the bulletin that you would have been emailed or have received and brought with you today, just announcements in there. If you would like to join with me of a Sunday night, tonight at 5 to 6 or any Sunday night, just to go deeper into the passage that we've been preached on in the morning, please come and join me. I understand today is Father's Day, and if I'm there on my own, that's fine. It's okay. It's good to just spend some time with your fathers. Tomorrow night, I'll be up here from between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock at the back of the church praying for the work of God in this place and beyond. If you would like to join me in that time or via Zoom, please join us between 7 and 8 tomorrow night. If you want to Zoom that meeting, please let me know tomorrow before the meeting. It's there. There are other announcements in the bulletin that I draw your attention to. Now, if you're a father or a grandfather, you may take some chocolate with you. How did I forget that? All right? And it, I think there's enough here that if, because we've heard we all have a father, please, you may all take one as you leave. And they're all self-wrapped, so you don't.
I'll look after them.
Peace with God, what an extraordinary gift. There may be some listening in or some even present here today who don't currently have that peace with God, and if that's the case for you, I'd love to talk with you or talk with Trevor or talk with someone who you know who does love Jesus. There is only a limited time that we can seek the Lord and he will be found. We do not know when Christ will return, but it would be wonderful if we are ready for that. I'd like to lead us in two prayers before we go, so let's bow our heads. Lord, we pray, absolve your people from their offences, that through your bountiful goodness we may be set free from the chains of those sins which in our frailty we have committed. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit that we may give ourselves to your service and live this week in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If you find yourself boasting this week, I'd like to challenge you to see how many times you are actually boasting in the Lord. Go forth in peace. Let's say the grace together before we go. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.